Today, I'm recognised as an expert in the social and cultural narratives surrounding veterans and their families. And there's something about arriving on this academic learning journey, because there's a sudden realisation that you know your stuff. But I think importantly, what I carry as an embodiment in my experiences, I like to focus on creative methods and how they can retell, reshape, and re-represent veterans and their families' stories. I've published journal articles, contributed to academic books. I've worked on two major projects: the Arts and Humanities Research Council, who funded Stories in Transition. And I continue to work on the Military Afterlives Project with Sarah and Caroline. I intend to continue doing this work, because at the end of the day, to sit there in front of a veteran and allow them to tell their story in their way, it's incredibly humbling and a privilege.